Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up? What is up? Let's dive right into it. Sam Crowley. It's podcast number two on January 15th, National Quitters Day. It's the day everybody has already given up on their New Year's resolution. When I think of that, I think of the gym. What do you think about? You can hit me up on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday or at Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know. What do you think? When people give up on resolutions, what do you think that is? For me, I immediately think of going to the gym, working out, getting in the best shape, all of that. The diet's gone. They can't get to the gym, especially here in the north. I live kind of Midwest. I live in Southwest Ohio, but I think of the Northeast where I grew up. It is dark. It is cold. And there is very little incentive to get out of the comforts of your home, especially to get those cold, rickety bones to the gym and try to get them warmed up in order to work and punish your body, okay? So there is not a lot of incentive. If you live in Florida, I lived in West Palm from August of 1988 until February of 1990, almost 2 years, and the winters were amazing, man. They were so awesome. South Florida, West Palm Beach is, I don't know, maybe what would you guys in South Florida say, about an hour north of Lauderdale, maybe 90 minutes north of Miami. I mean, the weather in the wintertime, I know why people leave to go there. In the summertime, no thanks, because as much as you're running into the heat to get warm in the wintertime in the north, you're running into the AC in the summertime in the south in Florida, and it is a humid time. But if you're going to be going to the gym and it's January 15th, you're done. Unless you know why you're doing it. Why are you doing it? And you got to be able, what did we talk about earlier on the show? We talked about the inside job of life. Like 80% of the thoughts that you have are negative, and 98% of the thoughts that you have today are the same ones you had yesterday. Isn't that the craziest thing? So life's an inside job. It starts with those 6 inches between your ears. So if you're going to have a breakthrough, it's not going to happen overnight. It just isn't. It isn't. And that kind of sucks, right? Because, you know, you want the results right away. You want to be able to make money right away. You want to be able to see a difference in your body right away, maybe in your personal life and relationships and things like that. But you didn't get there overnight. So why would you expect to get out of that mess overnight? Back in 2012, I joined the gym that I go to still right now, 7 years ago, on January, what was it, 17th. How about that? I still remember the date because I used to do YouTube videos all about January 17th of 2012. And man, I dropped 20 pounds in literally a couple of weeks because I never ate after 5 o'clock. I hardly put any carbs in me, which I wouldn't recommend that. Carbs are great. You need them for energy. There's good carbs and bad carbs, complex carbs and all that good stuff. But I just kind of went a little bit of meat, ton of water, no bread, sugar, pasta. I still don't eat bread, sugar, pasta. The only bread I eat is Ezekiel bread, which is in the organic frozen section of, you can find it Kroger, anywhere like that, Publix. You probably, definitely at Whole Foods. It's called Ezekiel bread. And you got to keep it refrigerator. Just doesn't have a lot of that yeast and crap that's in regular bread. It's good, you know. It's, once you eat it, it's great. I mean, there's, especially toasted. It's not a big deal. So, but back in January 17th, 2012, I committed. I came back. We moved back from the Buffalo area that week before that, and I was just fat, out of shape, lethargic. I was about 205, but I was a fat 205. You know what I mean? Like I was just, there's fat and then there's muscle. And I'm 204 right now, 203, but a hell of a lot more muscle than I had back then. I'm still not, I could stand to lose probably 10 to 12 pounds if I really wanted to get cut, which I would love to, and I will. But back then I was just fat, but just a fat 205. And I felt like a fat 205. I was loaded up on wings and pizza which is the choice of the day when you live in Western New York. And I came back on January 17th and I said, I'm just going to start. I know it's going to suck. I'm not going to see results right away. But I got on YouTube and I started looking at exercises to what do you think I Googled? I'm like everybody, six pack abs. How to get six pack abs? And I just started seeing this guy, this Asian guy, I forget his name. I think it's Mike something or other. He's got millions of views. Dude is ripped, man. And he was doing burpees like you and I would just walk to the mailbox. This dude was doing them with that much ease. I'm like, damn, son, settle down. So I started doing burpees. And then I got to the gym, and I mainly focused on cardio for the first week. And it was painful the first few days, and then not so much after, like, day five or six, your body starts to adjust. And just like when you're launching a business or anything like that, if you're, you know, speaking or creating content, your mind starts to adjust. Like, you'll miss not creating content. Like, I would miss this podcast dearly. And the only reason I didn't podcast all last week is because my calendar was so jammed up with phone calls. And, by the way, let me give a plug for that. Go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. We can mastermind about your dream and help you create massive momentum and launch your movement. Everydayissaturday.com/calendar. And that will be me calling you on your phone. All right. So, you know, if you wanted to create any kind of momentum, your mind is going to adjust however you train it. So if you're trained to not create content, no audios, no videos, you're not going to write, blog, ebook, nothing like that. It's just you're wasting this superhuman computer that's in your mind. I mean, it is unbelievable what your mind can do in a positive way. I mean, holy cow, the things you can create, and you don't need anything else but what's stored in your memory bank. So here's what I want you to do. Here's an exercise I want you to do from today's show. I want you to get in a quiet space, and if it's really quiet, you'll go insane because if you're like me, you can't sit still in a quiet space, unless you're a really good meditator. If you're one of those people that does yoga and things like that, congrats. I got to take up yoga. I've never done it. I hear it's amazing. Hot yoga sounds pretty cool too. But if I'm in a quiet spot long enough, I start to go insane. Like I hear voices and I start thinking about stuff. Like, I wonder what'd that guy say to me in 1994 at a bar? What the hell was he thinking saying that to me? Like my mind goes in the craziest places. But anyway, get in a quiet spot and start just extracting from your memory bank. What have you done? What do you know? What do you know to do? I'm not talking about what to bet because you're immediately going to, well, I'm not the best at that. I didn't ask if you were the best. I said, what do you know to do? Do you know how to hang drywall? You know how to make a cup of coffee? You know how to drive a minivan? I mean, you're laughing, right? No, these are things people Google and they want to learn how to do. Do you know how to make pizza, homemade pizza? I mean, I'm talking about guys, the most basic of basic. But Sam, I don't, nobody's going to pay me to learn how to make a pizza, a homemade pizza. Oh, really? Yeah, I guess you're right. Rachel Ray, Bobby Flay, Martha Stewart, Emeril, all those people, you know, they don't make any money teaching people on the Food Network how to do anything. I mean, my wife is literally the Food Network lady. She just, we got so many of those shows on TiVo, Throwdown with Bobby Flay, and then Chef, what's it? Not Iron Chef, what is it? Oh, You've Been Chopped, the show Chopped. Nonstop on our television, literally walking the room. That and Antiques Roadshow. My wife's addicted to that show too. But people are making millions and building billion-dollar empires showing you how to make New England clam chowder. I mean, seriously, don't minimize what's in your memory bank. Just don't do it. Don't minimize what's in your memory bank. I think I might make that the title of today's show because everybody overthinks it. That's why they quit. That's why January 15th is National Quitters Day because everybody gave up because they overthought it. Well, I've been working out for 2 weeks. I haven't seen any results. I haven't changed my eating habits, but I know I've been going to the gym 6 times a week and haven't seen any result. Well, been doing this blog thing for a couple weeks. Nobody's reading it. Yep, did 5 Facebook Lives, and outside of my Aunt Fanny, nobody watched them. And even Aunt Fanny's a pain in the ass. I don't even want her watching. I thought I blocked her on Facebook. I mean, guys, you got to give it time. You would easily, without even blinking an eye, you would spend 25 years at a job. But you won't spend 25 days launching your movement and continuing to add content, network, add content, network, add content, build your network. Everybody should be doing this. The why they don't do it is because they think that the pain of moving forward is greater than you just sitting where you are right now. Trust me, I get it. Like I said, in the Northeast right now, it's the afternoon. It's 20 below zero. Firing up Netflix and hanging out and watching a movie is a heck of a lot more appealing than dragging yourself to the gym. but it's the way you feel when you're done. You already know how you're going to feel after a Netflix show. You know, even the best one. You're going to be like, oh, it's really cool. Now I got to go binge on another one. Or after you feel when you're done working out, it's a sense of accomplishment. And it's the same way when you're building a business, when you're launching this thing that you really want to get going. You feel a sense of accomplishment, even if you did a Facebook Live and only three people watched and two of them were your pets. It doesn't matter. What matters is you did it. And you can always build on what you've done. You can't ever build on what you were going to do. You know what I mean? You just can't build on what you were going to do. So go in to that quiet place, tap into your memory bank, and start taking inventory of all the things that you can do, and then go teach other people how to do that stuff. It's as simple as that. I wish it was harder, because I could charge $500,000 to coach people if it was really difficult. But it's not. It's really simple. I'm just kicking you in the ass and telling you to get moving and do it before you don't wake up one day, or you wake up one day and you can't do it anymore. Or you wake up one day and something has changed so dramatically in your life that's causes you to, this is not possible anymore. While you can still look up, you can get up and you can move up. And like I said yesterday on the show, look up to the stars tonight and just take a peek at them and say, wow, tonight is really amazing out there. That star is 8 billion miles away. My life ain't so bad. My problems are super minimal and my problems are temporary, right? So get into the memory bank and make some money with it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.